to look in the book of Luke, if you would. Luke chapter number 8. Luke chapter number 8. We look at this scripture tonight. Let's just take it. And it's, I guarantee you I won't be long. I just want to instill some facts and then we'll go to the house. But let's give the Lord this time. And let's give His Word this time. Let's honor Him with it. Father, we thank You tonight for Your blessings. Thank You for Your grace. Thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for allowing us to be here tonight. What a blessing it is to be back in Your house with our brothers and sisters, Lord, around Your Word. Lord, the fellowship feels so good. Lord, being able to communicate, Lord, face to face. What a blessing. We want to thank You right now for that. Thank You for it, Lord. Thank You for our help that we're able to be here. Thank You, Jesus, for Calvary. Thank You, Lord, that we've got a heart to be here. Oh, God, now touch Your Word, I pray, and help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter number 8. Let's look in verse number 22. The Bible says this. He says, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that He went into a ship with His disciples, and He said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, He fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy." I mean, now listen to what the Bible's saying. They were in jeopardy. They was in a mess. The Bible says this, "And they came to Him and awoke Him." And somebody may be able to relate to this. If you've been in this thing long enough, you've probably prayed something along these lines before in your prayer closet. "Master, Master, we perish." I can tell you for a fact, I've been in my prayer closet before. And I've said, "Lord, if You don't do something, I'm not going to make it." Anybody, can you relate to that? Has anybody ever been to that place? "Then He arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And He said unto them, Where's your faith?" You know, that's what this whole thing is about. The whole reason for this boat, these disciples getting in this boat and going to the other side, and this storm, every raindrop that fell that day, every lightning bolt, every gust of wind that blew, the whole entire reasoning for this is faith. And you know, as God moves about us and what He's doing now, as we may be possibly going to the threshing floor as a church, as the church in general, as we go to that threshing floor, what that threshing floor is going to do is going to separate that seed from the tare, that wheat from the tares, and what's real is going to be left, and everything else is going to be blown away. You know what's going to see you through and what's going to really count and matter whenever it's all said and done? Your faith. He says this, "And they begin, they being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For He commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey Him." But I want to read verse number 23 again. As we are in the storm of our life, As these folks here, as these disciples were in jeopardy, as the word the Bible says. Let's read this verse again. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And I want to preach on this thought tonight, when God goes to sleep on you. And I say that with carnal eyes tonight. We know that he that keepeth Israel never slumbereth, neither slumbers nor sleeps. But I wonder tonight, has it ever been a time in your life where it seemed like that God might have went to sleep on you? Has it ever been a time in your testing, in your trial, in your storm, in your life, as you look like, has there ever been a time to where you wonder, where in the world is the Lord at in all this? And I look at these disciples, how confused they must have been, and how confused I've been before, and how this last year, as you faced, no doubt some folks has went to the graveyard, they've been to the hospital, they've been through many things, some have lost their job and lost this and that. And as they face these things, I wonder if they may have thought, Lord, where are you at? And I see these disciples on this ship here, as this wind is beating into the boat and this water is coming in, it says that there was full. I wonder if in their minds, if they didn't wonder, where is the Lord at in all this? They've done seen Him. They've seen Him calm the leper spots. They've seen Him raise the dead. They've seen Him do all kinds of things. Where's He at in the middle of all this? Where's He at in my storm? Notice, first of all, the submission of these saints. Well, look at these sailors here, these saints, and how they submitted to the Lord. I believe in verse number 22, the Bible says, now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over to the other side. And they launched the Lord. They were submitted to the Lord. And I'm preaching tonight to the Wednesday night crowd, and I believe with all of my heart that you are sold out to the Lord. I believe that if it really come down to it, I believe you'd give your life for the Lord. I believe this is the crowd here that loves the Lord more than anybody else. I believe you come to church when you absolutely do not feel like it. I believe you come. I believe you want to be a part because it's deep down inside your soul. You're here tonight. Maybe not because you feel like it. Maybe not because your earthly heart is not even in it, but because there's something down on your soul that makes you want to be here. These men here, they had followed Him. They'd seen all kinds of things. They had forsaken all things. They'd given up a lot of things. You have been here. You have followed Him and you've forsaken some things and you've sold out some things. You've given to God. And here you are in this predicament. Notice they followed and they forsook and they launched forth. They set their sails. You know what? I'm sold out to Him. I'm His. You're here tonight. I believe that I could probably point just about anybody out, and I'm not going to do it, but I could probably point you out and ask you to tell the truth before God if you're sold out to God, if you really mean business with God. And you'd say, absolutely, I'm His. I belong to Him. You do whatever. The submission of these saints. Notice with me now, as we go on here, we see the sleeping of this Savior. And here we are. We might be tonight in the darkest. I'll be honest with you. I've never experienced nothing in my life as of what we're going through and facing right now in the United States. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know how to explain it tonight. Maybe you can. But I can't explain it. And I look at this and I think, this has got to be a massive storm. It's got to be. And yet, even though we're in this, the sleeping Savior, we notice, first of all, how we going to get through the... If we're going to make it through all this, we've got to take note of Him. We got to look at Him. How do I look at Him? We look at Him. He is the head of the body of Christ, and this is His body. We need to see what He's doing. He's not, listen, I'm going to preach to myself tonight just for a little bit. He's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Boy, you know what the devil, as we think about James, I believe it is chapter number 5 over there, your adversary, the devil as a roaring lion. He roars. James 5:8, I believe that is. He roars to scare his prey. Study how a lion kills. That roar there oftentimes will set the ligaments, the tendons in that prey, and they'll stand still in fright long enough for the lion to pounce on them and kill them. The adversary is yelling to scare me and to scare you. And he succeeded in a lot of ways. But you know one thing? I'm going to make you a promise from the pulpit tonight. I'm going to make you a promise that there's nothing going to happen to you if you're a child of God unless God the Father Himself takes His pen in His Son's blood and signs off of it and says it's for you. Honey, the devil can't touch you. The devil has no authority over you as a child of God unless God allows it. Now see, let's notice this sleeping servant. He is serene. He's calm. And he's on the ship. He's present here in this. What do I need to know? What do I need to focus on? I need to focus on His calmness. I need to focus on Him asleep. In the biggest storm here in the whole Bible, we see this storm here and everybody's scared to death and He is somehow asleep. I think that's amazing that God put that in His Word, how that everybody else is literally in chaos. Everybody else is going crazy and scared to death. Even John is scared. And here he is, you know, not just sitting over in a corner not worried, but he is asleep. He's calm. He's calm. You know how we're going to make it? We're going to make it just calm down and look at Him. The more you look at Him, the better off you'll be. Let me ask you this. This is adults in here. A lot of you've had kids. I know you've got a mom and a daddy. If you ain't, there's something strange about you. But how many have ever been in a situation where there was terror in front of you or some kind of fright? Some kind of scene that you're scared. And you looked up to your daddy and seen how he was reacting. And if he was okay, it'd calm you down a little bit. I've been in a place before that I knew with me and my family. I've been in a place before that I knew that there was danger around. But I tried to keep myself calm because I didn't want to scare them. Because I knew they'd look at me. And if I panicked, they would panic even worse. Can you relate to that? And I want you to know tonight that Jesus is asleep on the hinder part of the ship. He is calm. He is present with us. And everything is going to be okay. And we may not know what tomorrow holds, what's coming tomorrow. But we do know that He's on board and everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad, I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm glad I'm saved. I would hate to know that I was facing 2022 lost without God. Didn't have anybody to call on. Trouble comes to the just and the unjust. Trouble comes to everybody. But I'm glad tonight when trouble comes down to my house, I've got somebody and I've got a corner that I can go to. And I can squall and cry and ask God, help me, Lord. And He sure enough shows up right on time every time. Ain't you glad tonight that you're saved? Ain't you glad that you've got a prayer closet? Ain't you glad that even though tomorrow may be bad, I can face it? Hallelujah with Him. Ain't you glad tonight? He's asleep. All we going through right now, last year, 2020, this year, I'm going to tell you, I've been like like Brother Ken says, a termite in a yo-yo. I've been up and down, up and down. I know I'm the only one, but I'm crazy. You know, you get this news and you want to go run the closet, shut the door and seal it up with saran wrap. And then you poke your head out, oh, that's a bunch of bull. And then you get a little more news, you want to go in here and put a bag over your head. It's just up and down, up and down. But I'm glad that there's a God in heaven that's asleep and everything is okay. Hallelujah. Everything's all right. Now notice with me, He's serene, He's on the ship, He's sailing on, He's passing over. We are going to the other side. Just in a little while. Just in a little bit. Just in a little bit we go into the other side. When the threshing is done, go to the book of Ruth and study the book of Ruth. I wanted to preach the book of Ruth tonight, but the Lord wouldn't let me. Listen to me. You go over in the book of Ruth when that threshing is done and Ruth lays down and says, cover me with your skirt. That's revelating the power of God. Cover me with your powers. And I'm glad tonight that we're going to a wedding soon. I'm glad the bread is being made ready. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm excited about it. I don't come to church just for the social purposes. Honey, I'm coming to church because there's a God in heaven. Sent His only begotten Son to this earth. Shed His blood on Calvary. Got up out of the grave. And come to me one day as a little 8-year-old boy. And save my soul. And reserve for me a place in heaven. And I'm going there one day. And I'm coming here. And I'm listening to the preacher. And I'm listening to the songs. And it's telling me that I've got a home way beyond the blue. And I'm looking forward to going one day. Hallelujah. What in the world is wrong with going to glory? Whew, hallelujah. Any of y'all remember Miss Dorothy Thornton's funeral? Y'all remember it? We had a good meeting in here. That was a blessing. Now that was a home-going celebration. That's the way I want it. I'd like for y'all to just dance around here like wild Indians when I go. Buddy, listen, I'm in a better place. If you got to weep, you cry because I'm gone from you. But honey, don't cry because where I'm gone, because I'm going to be missing you more than you miss me. I'll be on the other side. I'm looking forward to it. We see the suspense of these shipmen there. They're in a storm. They're in a storm. They're stressed. They're scared. Sounds like to me the recipe for exhaustion. Anybody ever been exhausted? Really, really tired? Anybody like that right now? Seems like if one more person calls, I'm on fall over. Seems like if one more person needs something. Seems like if I have to go one more place. Seems like if I have to do this or have to do that. If one more thing gets piled on top of me, I'm on crack. Anybody get in that place? Anybody been like that? You know what the adversary is trying to do? He's trying to steal your time. He's trying to steal your mind. He's a thief. Your time is valuable. He'll get you to the place to where, listen to me now, he'll get you to the place to where you ain't got time for things that you would have never dreamed of giving up. He'll get you to the place where you ain't, and it's just the fact of the matter, you ain't got time to go to church. Ain't that something? He'll get you to the place to where you ain't got time to spend time with your family. Ain't he slick? He'll get you to the place to where you ain't got time for what's really important. He'll sell you a bunch of malarkey and a bunch of hogwash and make you think that it's valuable and got a big price tag on it. And then the things that really matter and are eternal, you haven't got time because you've already invested your time in what don't matter. Boy, we're in a sad place today. Exhausted. We're tired. We're tired. What can we do to get past this exhaustion? They were in this storm. No doubt we're in a storm. And no doubt we're stressed. This stuff is taxing. It's stressful. There's things, you know, the things that you have to deal with at your job, the things you have to deal with in your family, the things you have to deal with in a normal life, and then on top of it, all of this stuff. On top of it, all of this other junk that's coming along with it. All of this piled on top of it. No wonder we're so stressed out. But I want to encourage you tonight, just stay on board. Keep pressing on. Follow after the Lord. Keep your eyes on Him. And we're going to hit land one day. They were scared. No doubt. Can you see that they're scared? They were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to Him and awoke Him. Wonder how they woke Him. Wonder if they shook Him. Wonder how they awoke Him. Master, Master, we need You. Not would You do this, Lord, or would You do that? You know, oftentimes when we pray, you know when you get, I'm going to give you this and then we're going to be about done here. You know, oftentimes when you pray, you'll ask God, Lord, would You do this? And we give Him directions. We want Him to be our robot. We want Him to be our puppet. And while we work the strings, God does exactly as we ask Him. And He answers our prayers exactly according to what we pray. But there's been times I've been ignorant and I've done that and I've prayed that. Lord, would You do this? Would you do this and fix this and control this and do everything in this way in Jesus' name? But then there's been times to where I've got on my knees and I just needed God to come in and intervene however He could. I done made a mess of it. Everything's haywire and crazy. Lord, would You just show up? Whatever, Your presence would be just fine. You ever been there? Lord, I just need You. I don't need You to do it this way. I don't really know what you need to do, Lord. I just need to feel You by my side. I'm glad there's a stirring of the sovereign. Lastly, verse 24. Boy, ain't this good. Master, Master, we perish. They finished their sentence. Then he arose. What an honor. What a blessing it is. And I know this to be a fact. I know I can get in my closet, Brother Vince, Brother Lee. I've been praying for y'all. And one more. God put it on my heart to pray for the prayer warriors. And He put y'all one more on my heart. You know what? I can get in my closet. And I know this beyond a shadow of all doubt. And I can bow on my knees. And I literally, according to Hebrews chapter number 4, I'm literally stepping into the throne room of God. Literally. Literally. I believe that. I believe it with all of my heart that I'm stepping in right in front of God Himself. It's what the Bible says. Let us therefore come boldly, boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain grace and help in time of need. Mercy and help. But you know what? What a blessing it is when I cry, Master, Master, He is ready. He's ready. Then He arose. He arose, and the Bible says He rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. They ceased and there was a calm. They see. I want to encourage you tonight. Listen to me. You want to know how you're going to make it. You want to know how you're going to make it. If you don't get nothing else, get this. And don't let the stinking devil lie to you and say, well, God's not listening to you. Don't let the devil lie to you and say, your prayers ain't being heard. God hears you. He's omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. He's all places at all times, and He knows everything there is to be known. There's nothing hid from Him. Not from the beginning to the end. And He's all powerful. I'm going to tell you how you're going to make it through this. Is Master, Master. You can listen to me. There's going to come a time when this right here is going to be forbidden. I don't know if we'll see it. I don't know if it'll come in our. I don't know if it'll come before I meet the grave. But there's going to come a time when they're going to bar these doors here. Yes, sir. And it may be soon, but it may be 100 years from now. I'm no prophet, never dreamed of being one. But I will tell you this, it's coming according to the Word of God. We'll be hated of all nations for His name's sake. Hated. Hatred. It's pretty much that now. But there's going to come a time when the church is going to be forbidden. And it wouldn't doubt me a bit if we didn't have to go back as they did in the early church days and go into the catacombs and go in and have church there. And you know how you're going to make it? When you don't get to hear Facebook preaching. I can't believe they allow that to be on there, just to be honest with you. When you can't hear that, when you can't talk about things publicly, you can pray. You can talk to God. And I'll promise you this, listen to me, He hears you. He hears you, He hears you, He hears you. I'm glad He's quick. I'm glad He's faithful. Verse 22, we got the facts of survival. Verse 23, we got a feebling storm. Verse 24, we got some fearful sailors. But we also got a friend that's sailing with us. I sure am glad tonight that I've got a friend. One of these days soon, I've read this Bible. A lot of it I don't understand, to be honest with you. I'm baffled. I've read it. But you know what? One of these days, as the song says, my faith is going to end in sight. One of these days, my faith is going to be over, and it's going to be facts. Faith is me looking forward to something that I can't see. I'm looking out there and trying to grasp it. But one of these days, I'm going to be out there where it's at. And I'm going to be with it. And I just want to encourage you tonight, Wednesday night crowd, those that may be watching who can't be, I want to encourage you, just press on. Keep going. Keep praying. Please keep praying. There's people that need your prayers. There's people that's hanging in the balance. There's people that ought to be here tonight that's born again, saved people that need your prayers and need your love. There's people that the devil's nearly beat the tar baby out of. There's people like Job. There's people that's gone through some things that needs the love of the bride. And you're the ones that God's put in that place to do it. Wouldn't it be a blessing if we could, just this little crowd right here, wouldn't it be a blessing if you'd purpose, no matter what, don't care if the devil lies and says he ain't hearing me, I don't care what the devil tells you. The devil will try to convince you that God is not interested in hearing your prayers. But I wish everybody in this building, just these few right here tonight, would find a place tomorrow. It may be in your car. I pray all the way to Oxford every morning. I pray and I talk to God. He'll talk back to me sometimes. I said, and you know, I wonder if you'd just find a place, shut the radio off, shut everything else out, even lay your Bible down, and get and just talk to God. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. You ain't got to say no blessed Heavenly Father, you know, no big fancy prayer. You just talk to Him. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. He's a friend. I want to encourage you to do that. There's people that need you. People that need you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight for your good graces. Thank you for your word. My God, thank you, Lord, that you didn't leave me out. Lord, you'd have still been God if you'd have left me lost. I could have went to hell and burned for an eternity, and nobody would ever miss me. But God, you saved me. And now as this thing is winding down, God, I pray that you'd let us be fervent. Let us be faithful. My God, help us tonight. Just a few more steps, Lord, and we'll be home. We love you and ask you to bless this, your people. Bless your church. Bless your bride across the nation, across the world, wherever it may be. In Jesus' name, amen.